Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Nathan Newdorf, Minister of Affordability and Utilities for the province of Alberta. Gets first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Yeah, great to be involved. Thanks very much for asking.
All right, main thing we want to talk about today is Alberta's electricity market. I know that you've been busy the past little bit in making some changes to some rules around the electricity market. What's kind of been some of the things that you've been done to try and sort of improve things, if you will?
Well, we're looking at restructuring the market so we can allow for a competitive way of balancing costs for Albertans, no matter where they live. This looks at the entirety of our system from generation through transmission and through distribution to make sure that the market responds to the needs of Albertans. And we're inserting reliability into that grid. Affordability is key. It's always been there. That's why we had the low bid kind of market structure. Now we're adding reliability as a new factor into that priority listing, and that means a lot for Albertans.
Of course, we are coming up on the official start of winter, and certainly electricity demand will be kind of interesting. In fact, I know there's going to be a lot of minus 20 temperatures here in the Peace region next week, so a lot of people are going to be turning their heaters on and whatnot. So how will these some of these changes in electricity, how will that help in dealing with some of those high demand situations?
Right. It's by making sure that reliability is there and considered, which means it's got to be dispatchable. It has to be able to come on when you need it. And that strengthens our grid. It also stabilizes our pricing because they know that their generation is actually going to be purchased. We've got some new generation from last winter. I know there's some concerns last winter about getting through. We've brought on about 2,200 megawatts, which is about a 20% increase to our market. And that should give us lots of dispatchable generation throughout the winter. And again, it's about stabilizing and balancing our grid. So no matter where you live, you're going to get the lowest cost possible to you for your electricity.
Certainly renewables is a big topic when it comes to electricity. You know, it was back in the day, it was a lot of coal power plants that generated a lot of Alberta's electricity. Now it's kind of shifted more to sort of oil, natural gas, and certainly renewables is becoming more of a factor. How much is being done to help get more sort of renewables kind of in the system, if you will?
Well, we have a lot of renewables in the system and more being built. The challenge is, and part of the reason why we're doing all this restructuring, is they have new unique characteristics. Coal, you shoveled in, you lit it up, and you just ran. And reliability was assumed. It was just part of the system. But the intermittent nature of renewables means that what do you do when it's not there? So that's where we saw the volatility enter the system and the price spikes enter the system. And that's why we, in reviewing our grid, talking to all stakeholders, there is a very strong acknowledgement that we needed to restructure our market to allow the market to respond in a more balanced way. That reliability needs to be a consideration for renewables to be responsible and firm their load, as it's called, or provide storage or provide a blended option or something like that. This puts reliability back on them as their responsibility so that ratepayers aren't left paying the difference, which is what we saw last summer with the price spikes and why our interim steps have seen prices come down 39% since that time. We're looking forward to more stability, more balance, and a more responsible grid for Albertans.
And when we talk about sort of the future of a sort of power development in Alberta, I know nuclear is something that's been brought up by several people in the government, and in particular, possibility of getting a nuclear power plant set up here in the Peace region. What do you see in terms of getting nuclear power, making that, I think, in Alberta down the line at some point?
Well, we're moving in a direction to have the regulatory framework. We're starting first by engaging Albertans. We need to hear from them to see what they think of that. But we want to make sure that it's a possibility in the future for Albertans, should Albertans choose to support that. Very happy that this kind of technology that's been running in Canada for a long, long time, predominantly in Ontario, and we want to see if that could be part of our future. Very excited about the prospect of it. Lots of technology and innovation going in that direction. I think it's something that we should definitely move in a path to make sure that it's a possibility. Very reliable and definitely clean, there is a cost component that we have to make sure that we consider as well.
And finally, whenever we have guests here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw in a little personal question to the politicians. And, of course, we are coming up on the holiday season. A lot of people have a different sort of traditions that you like to do around the holidays. What about you? What are kind of some of the big holiday traditions in your household?
Well, I grew up in a family with roots from Germany, so Christmas Eve is a pretty special evening for us. We always like to attend a church service that evening and come home and get started a little early on food and gifts. And then we sleep in on Christmas Day and have a great day that day as well. But Merry Christmas to you and all of your listeners. It's just a great time of year to spend time with family and friends and enjoy all the benefits we have of living here in Alberta.
Yeah, that definitely sounds good there. Nathan Newdorf, the Minister of Affordability and Utilities for the province of Alberta. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much, Kyle. Take care.